Good evening. It is indeed. So yesterday we noted that there is an incremental shift towards Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av itself, one should not go on pleasurable strolls. And then I noted that there would be something come afternoon on Erev Tisha B'Av, the day before, that would also become prohibited, which is V'Noagim, which is really a custom, not a prohibition. Shelo L'Lmod Achad Tzaharayim Kim Dvarim Shematarim L'Lmod Tisha B'Av. One shouldn't really be learning anything in the afternoon of Erev Tisha B'Av that one is not permitted to study on Tisha B'Av itself, almost as a preparation. And again, this could be read in a number of ways. Why? It's not Tisha B'Av yet. Why should there be a prohibition on this moment? I'm allowed to eat, I'm allowed to wear leather shoes, I'm allowed to have anoint myself, whatever I want to do that I can't do on Tisha B'Av. Why should learning, which is not one of the five concrete prohibitions of Tisha B'Av, expand itself backward? And again, if we are looking at this through the lens of increased fragility, discomfort, lack of confidence, in some ways this is the ultimate expression of that. We said walking, taking a stroll can be pleasurable, can be distracting, but really it's a demonstration of control that we are refusing to do. We don't move, we don't show our mastery over time and space. And I noted yesterday that when you have these dramatic moments in Braveheart and other movies, they said they can take our lives and they can take our houses and what can't they take? Nobody's seen that scene, huh? Excellent! They can't take our freedom! Which of course not is exactly true, but there is this idea that people can harm other people, but they can't harm what's inside. Whatever you want to believe, you can believe. Whatever you want to think, you can think. And what we're demonstrating at this moment is actually there are things that we can't think out of fear. That there are, we can't walk, we can't move, we can't stroll around, we can't take our time. And now all we can think about is misery and desolation and chaos. And all the mournful tones that we can turn to on Tisha B'Av, even in advance of that, to kind of get in the mode that we are powerless, we are full of questions, we are in despair, that begins in the afternoon. So when Tisha B'Av hits, we've already in that sense entirely broken down. And of course the point of Tisha B'Av is not to leave us that way, but to slowly shift through the day into regaining our confidence heading towards the future, which we'll talk more about, please God, tomorrow night.